Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Images. What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Umalay Shaitan Badi, Bismillah, Rahman, the Rahim. Ashadu Ilai, 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 Allah. Ashadu Ilai, Name Muhammad, Rasulullah. We bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God, and his prophet name is Allah. He is the creator of this magnificent creation. He has created this magnificent creation to test all of us, to see which one is worthy of a great prize, a great reward that it earned by doing what's right. You think the price is right? We'll give you rewards. You got the prices right? Allah said, do it. Following the instruction of his books, his prophets that they left, follow those instructions, will get you the everlasting reward. So we are here tonight trying to earn that reward by helping cleaning this world up. The world that Satan has put his hands in. His job is people out of the paradise. Keep people from going back to God, from Allah, to receive the prize that Allah will give that human creature for doing the best he can here while he's on this earth. So we're here tonight, and we'd like to start our talk off with a prayer, and this prayer is called Al-Fatiha. This prayer is a prayer that we make at least 17 times a day. It is our beginning prayer. It means to open. And we will open our talk up again with the memories of Allah by saying a prayer. First, we say it in the Arabic language. And then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rahim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din Iyyaka Na'budu Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladina Anta Walihim Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim Walad-Dhalin Amin. From Allah, from Satan, the outcast. With the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished sustainer of all work. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, and not of those who fall astray. Amen. Greet our audience again in the greatest greeting of all the greeters in the world. The greatest greeting of all of them is the one God alive gave us. And this come, and it said like that all the prophets, when they came among the people, they greeted the people that they came among in peace, and it's still the best greeting of the day. So we greet you in that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, and may Allah peace be upon you, and that obligates us to give the peace and to keep the peace. If we did that, we would have less murder. We would have less family feud. We would have none, mostly, all the time, peace here on this earth. If you want to see a earth that where there's no peace, where there's no respect for each other, let's look at some of the Netflix, look at internet, and you see people doing things, women and men doing things to each other. It's not natural. It's not natural to see a woman beating up on a man beating up on a woman and knocking her beauty off her or pulling her hair. Two women fight, pulling the hair, and they fight. Looks like they're fighting to the death. It's a shame. This is the kind of world we live in. And only peace that Allah can bring that can solve or can be problems down. I was in the store today at Walmart. A guy jumped in front of a woman who was in line and got mad at her because she got angry. He jumped in front and she tried to tell him that. And he got angry. He wouldn't move. They like to went to some blow, but thank Allah that it didn't happen. So, but it can show you how quickly things can escalate against each other. Human beings are supposed to be the most intelligent creature that God has created, but he fall down below the low when he's not thinking on what God wants in his life. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio, sign in, calling people back to the oneness of God. Again, why? Because we live in a world that doesn't say they believe in God, but then they put a man on. And once you worship a man, you say you believe in God, but you don't have no respect for a man. Caucasian people, if God had came in our image, yeah, we would demand respect, but we'll be living the high life that a human being can have. There are people who say God came in their image, and they live the lowest life that you can find on this earth, called a scum on this earth. Elijah called it the skunk of the planet earth. Stank up everything. These people that God, who claim that God came in their image, chose them. And when you look at their reality in number war, murder, all kind of freaks and everything else come out as lying ideas. No, hardly, sometimes no family life, no human life. Sometimes a serial killer come out of that, like, that kind of life. So we here tonight on the Brock Talk Radio Station, oh, we put an end to it all. And we came with the help of Allah. Allah said he with those who trying, who doing right. He with those who do right. He is not with those who do wrong. He is using those who do right to tell those who are doing wrong, stop. Save themselves and save their family from a fire that's going to surely come. And that is our obligation, not to make nobody nothing. We're not trying to say that the Muslim is the only people going to paradise. We're not here to say that. Only Allah knows who's going to paradise, who goes to paradise, who is the best in this contact and conduct and care. Allah knows every one of our situations. He knows what has put us in those situations. And Allah is a balanced and a merciful God. He's going to judge us by our performance, our work. And we tried to do the best we could under the situation, then Allah knows. If we weren't trying to do the best, if we were going along, that's the beer. Be alone. Allah know that. He know everything. I don't know why people say God had to come in down here on earth and live among us and be crucified, be beat, put in jail. That's the experience, what it is to be a human being. That don't make no darn sense at all. And then you turn around and say, God sees and knows everything. God is in control of everything. Is God in control of everything? Why would he have to come down here to be brutally mistreated? Why didn't we come down and get an education on how to take a whooping, how to be mistreated, how then nailed to a cross? Why would God have to go through that? And he sees and knows everything. We said that was not God. That was a lie that these people told on God, who God allowed them to have a certain amount of rule on this earth for a certain amount of time. God granted Satan a certain amount of time so he can do what he think he can do, and God dared him, allowed him. And God told him, if anybody follow you, all that plays in his, doesn't Allah please. So he only want the best. So if you rather be with Satan more so you being with the devil, you can do so. But you're going to pay for that. You're going to have to give an account. Because everything misspelled out how to live your life. And Allah tell us not to make no image of him. And many of the people that try to lead us away from God, done made an image. It's a dark image, light image, no matter how that image looks, it's not God. God said, don't make no image of him. He didn't tell you, you can't make now no way, but he said, don't make now. Don't even try. But why would you want to make an image that's going to cause a bloodshed, cause problems in the land? And that's all the image ever done for us. And for the people that put us in this condition, they didn't get no blessings from that. We don't believe no blessings is coming their way for what they did to us. We say every bottom, every tub, that's on bottom. This is what the scripture said. So whatever you do in this world, it will determine what God puts you in the next world. That is a fact. Don't that make sense? If you rob a bank and you go to court, they turn you loose because you white. Well, do that make call that you call yourself a white? Or you're African, you're black, whatever. You go to court, they charge you because you black. Do that make any sense? Would that make things right? Mom, but this is what happens when you raise up an image. And that's why Allah said, don't make no image. All the problems that human beings can come up with is come about by cause of that image. So we come here and asking you to work with us to remove these images so we can have a good world to live in. Because long get that image up in the world, there will be no coming together of the mind. There will be no real love for each other, because one going to love somebody, love his race, love his people. We all one people. We all God, and we will never get back to being all God people as long as we are saying your people, they people, my people. We all come from Allah. We all come from Adam. We are from one people, and that is from Adam, and we are from the earth. All of us, and we was created to be tested here on this earth. And when we die, we go back in the earth. And the spirit that God put in us would go where Allah wanted to go. And we'll leave our body. We will see life again after this life leaves this body. And we go into another body and it live forever. And however it lives on this earth, it determined what God put it in the next life. So we're here. We pray that what we have to say be some benefit. We say anything that is wrong, we can stand corrected. And we do ask Allah to forgive us. If you don't like it, then we ask Allah to forgive us for that too. But if we tell the truth, and truth will set all us free, even the one who's telling the truth, he will be set free. The one who listens and follows the truth, he will say, and that's what God said. That's why Jesus said, know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. That God is one. Jesus is the Son of Mary. and not the Son of God. Jesus lived and you're going to die and go back to God like all the other prophets. But Jesus made an announcement before we left him. He said, it's expedient that I go away, but I not go away. The Comforter cannot come upon you. And we said that Comforter that he was talking about is no other than Prophet Muhammad. He's the only man in history that we can see and recognize as coming after the Christ. He came after the Christ. Jesus said he would come. He came after the Christ. And he did bring all the final truth, because the truth that Abraham and Moses and Jesus brought, Satan was able to go in there and turn it upside down. So all praise is due to Allah. We are here to straighten that out. Please listen and help us. Please work with us like we want to work with you. We want to save this world. And we know the world cannot be saved the way it needs to be, long as the image up in the world is God. So I'm going to bring another one out. Yes, my name is Abdul Akbar, and Dial Akbar, we the co-host worker here, along with Brother Suja Muhammad and Sister Kamal, who lived and come out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We want to bring Brother Suja in and let him add on to his information that he has about the image, how we can be put back together as human beings. I'm going to bring Brother Suja up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. I know you're ready,
yes, sir.
So I'm going to go over to you.
Well, you got me ready.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Lot, all those great men were God's servant. They was a messenger of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal, is the last prophet. Peace and blessing be upon him. Brothers and sisters, we in the last days, according to scripture, and in these days, you know, people that you know, you're going to find them dying, or they dead. People that we raised up with, you see, you're going to look around and they dead. You see, so it's these are serious times, and if we still alive, we got a job to do. And the job that we have is a blessing. It's a blessing. Our job is to warn the peoples. Is to warn the peoples against false worship. To warn the peoples didn't have no son. To warn the peoples that no man died for your sin. And let the peoples know that the human beings are nothing in creation can become God. You see, everything in creation has a need. It's dependent. God is independent. You see, and God don't go nowhere. He's ever present and he's never absent. You see, that's the God that we're going to talk to you about this evening. The God that's ever present and never absent. He neither begets nor is he begotten. He's not born from a woman. He didn't come out of the womb of a woman. God is one that that feeds everything in this creation, but he's not fed. He's not fed. God said if he will, he can destroy all the messengers, all the prophets, Jesus and all of them. And who got power to stop him? And surely you say no one. You see? So we are here to let you know about the real God, about the God that the devil don't let you know about. If the devil himself bow down and pray to this God that I'm talking about, the devil prays to him, you see, and he have came before God when God asked him to submit and bow down to us, the human being, after he have breathed his spirit into us. He asked him to bow down and submit to us. You see, he asked the angels, and the angels submitted right away. They bowed down. But he asked Iblis, who is now Satan, to bow down. And Iblis told God that he can't bow down. God asked him, why is it that you don't bow down? Why is it that you disobey my order? He said, because I'm better than he. So this is the thinking of Satan. All this you see going on, all this division, everything that that Satan is doing is because he trying to tell God he made a mistake. That the human being shouldn't be the leader. He shouldn't be the caliph. He said, you made me out of fire, and you made this human being out of clay, out of mud, out of clay. God said, well, you going to have to get down from here, down in the earth, and all the ones that follow you. And Satan, the devil, he asked God to give me permission and give me time with this human being. And I'm going to go before him and deceive him and come behind him and deceive him. And I'm going to show you that he's not worthy of that high position, that you're making a mistake. So God said, time is granted. He said, that's all in the plan. And so it's been time served, and time is up now. It's time for judgment. So Satan don't want. Satan see this fire coming to him, brothers and sisters. And what he's trying to do is take as many of us as he possibly can with him. Because he knows that he's going to hell. Satan knows he's going to hell. And Satan knows his time is up. So he's doing everything he can to take us to hell with him. So I'm telling you this so you won't think that what they are telling you in Christianity, that Satan got power like God. Our book, the Quran, says the only power that Satan has is the power that you give him. And faith, and Satan don't, he can't make no war with God. Nobody in this creation that God made that can stand up and war against him. That's impossible. Nobody. And God got control over everything, brothers and sisters, the tornadoes, the earthquake, the hurricane. You think about that. He got control over all these things. And you think that Satan can fight against him? Well, Satan knows better. Satan knows better. So we here to warn you and just remind you, or re-remind you of what really is going on, and God, with his mercy, have sent part of his creation with truth to let you know the truth, because he have given all his creation. He have given, well, not all his creation. He have given the human being and the jinn. He have given the human being and the jinn a free will. You can obey God or you can disobey him. But you don't have to be responsible for your action. So I'm going to read some to you from the Holy Quran. Praise be to Allah. For Allah says, and let you know and let you see the movement that is made, you have some of the believers of Almighty God is trying to get the message to you. And I'm going to start at Surah 40, Ayat 28, chapter 40, verse 28. Starting there. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. A believer, a man from among the peoples of Pharaoh, who has concealed it, his fate said, will you slay a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? Thank you. When he has indeed come to you with clear signs from your Lord, and if he be a liar, on him is the sin of his life. But if he is telling the truth, then will fall on you something of the calamity of which he warns you. Truly Allah guides not one who transgresses and lies. O my people, yours is the dominion this day. Ye have the upper hand. You hear what he said? He's telling you that God gave us the rule, the dominion. And you got the best hand. Okay? But who will help us from the punishment of Allah should it befall us? Pharaoh said, I but point out to you that which I see myself. Now this is Pharaoh's, he believed that he's like God. Pharaoh said, "Not do I guide you, but to the path of right." Now he got all these people enslaved, and he telling the prophet that he guide the peoples to the path that is right. Then said the man, okay, this is the man that came, who was a believer, that was among Pharaohs, that stood up, you know, and he was a man that had faith, but he hid it. Then said the man who believed it, "Oh my people, truly I do feel for you something like the day of disaster of the Confederate in sin. So ain't nothing good gonna come to you. It's gonna be a terrible day if you listen to Pharaoh. He said something like the fate of the peoples of Noah. You know what happened to the peoples of Noah. The Ad and the Thamud and those who came after them. But Allah never wishes injustice to his servants. And oh, my people, I fear for you a day when there will be mutual calling and wailing. They're going to be punished. That fire going to be hot. A day when ye shall turn your backs and flee. No defender shall ye have from Allah. In whom Allah leads you astray, there's none to guide. And to you there came Joseph in time gone by with clear signs. But you cease not to doubt of the mission for which he had come at length. When he died, ye said, no messenger will Allah send after him. Thus do Allah leave you astray, such as transgress and live in doubt, such as dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority that has reached them. Grievous and odious is such conduct in the sight of Allah and of the believers. Thus do Allah seal of every heart of arrogant and obstinate transgressors. Pharaoh said, O Haman, build me a lofty palace that I may obtain the ways and means of reaching the heavens, and that I may mount up to the God of Moses. But as far as I'm concerned, I think Moses is a liar. Thus was made alluring in Pharaoh's eyes the end of his deeds, and he was hindered from the path, and the plot of Pharaoh led to nothing but perdition for him. The man who believed it said, Father, oh my people, follow me. I will lead you to the path of right. Oh my people, this life of the present is nothing but temporary convenience. It is the hereafter that is the home that will last. He that works evil will not be requited but by the lack thereof. And he that works a righteous deed, whether man or woman, and is a believer, such will enter the garden of bliss therein, will they have abundance without measure. And oh my people, strange it is for me to call you to salvation while you call me to the fire. Ye do call upon me to blaspheme against Allah and to join with him partners of whom I have no knowledge. And I call you to the exalted in power who forgives again and again. without doubt, he do call me to one who is not fit to be called to, whether in this world or in the hereafter. He was talking strong. He didn't have no fear. He talking to Pharaoh. Our return would be to Allah, and the transgressors will be companion of the fire. Soon will you remember what I say to you. Now, my own affair I commit to Allah, for Allah ever watches over his servant. Sallallahu Qadim. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. He watches over us. So we ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Allah is our protector. And the Quran say, if Allah protect you, nobody can harm you. No one. So we got to believe that. We got to believe, even if the person got a shotgun pointing at us, we got to believe what the Quran is saying. But the only thing we got to do is stand up with the truth. That's all we got to do, is stand up with the truth and bear witness that Allah don't have no equal, that Allah don't have no partners, that Allah can't be murdered, he can't be killed, that Allah is not a white man. Brothers and sisters, we got an easy job. We don't have a hard job. The reason it's so hard for us, brothers and sisters, we don't want to submit. Our parents and folk parents and us been punished so bad until we just can't understand why God accepted us. We can't understand that. But we the one got the power, brothers and sisters. We got the power. We're in the best position. We're in the best shape. All we had to do is be trustworthy to each other and trust each other. First of all, trust God, and then move forward and move out and come together with your brothers and sisters and establish something here in this wicked society. You see what's going on? They act like the world is coming to the end. They act like what's getting ready to happen, a savior is coming, that Trump is getting ready to take over. They're like they're getting ready to get blessed. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, whoever has the material wealth and have the opportunity to move out first, you should go ahead on and move out. But listen to what we are saying. You got to come together with your brother. We got to support each other. The same way that you want to be successful, your brothers and sisters want to be successful too. So you don't only want to make yourself successful, you want to make your brothers and sisters successful. Then we got to know how to handle money. We got to know how to spend money. We got to spend money where it would benefit us. We don't spend money just because we just want something. And then you give your money to a person that wants to put you 6 feet under. A person that don't care nothing about you. A person that don't miss, got a history, or don't even want you to sit down and eat with them in the same place. Don't miss drink water out of the same fire. You want to spend your money with them kind of people. Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's spend our money with each other. If you get $800 a month, every month, try to spend as much of that money, at least half of it or more, with your brother or your sister. And we should make an oath and promise each other that we're going to move in that direction. But it's going to take not just one person doing it. It's going to take a group of us doing the same thing, controlling that money. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless us and bless us with the insight so that we can see what's going on and bless us with the spirit, you know, to come together and remake this world. We came to you in peace and we're going to leave you in peace. Well, assalamu alaikum. Coming back over to Akbar. Well, thank you, Salam.
Alhamdulillah. Right to the point.
We thank Allah much.
Sure. Once I start thinking about this,
how can you defeat your enemy and you supporting him and taking care of him or her? How you gonna defeat him? How they going to ever grow into respect for you when they get your money and your money is causing them not to respect you?
They were
to go hungry, go lacking from some of the things that we pay for them, then they might come back naturally respecting you naturally. They can't even look you in the face. For the hate that they accumulated in them from the lies. They had to create lies within themselves and talk themselves into believing that you ain't no good and they are the best. They had to talk themselves into that. So ain't no evidence of that nowhere. You can't find no help that they the best. They used to be some, call themselves the best basketball players. Put Bird and all them on the team.
Yeah.
But they were nothing without one of us. Bill Russell.
All right, bro.
They were nothing. They used to call themselves the best box. They had the best food. They lived in the best situation. And when they won soccer, we whooped they behind. Football, same thing. Basketball, golf, you name it. When we had opportunity, they thought they could outrun us. When you got opportunities out to run, we come from a poor neighborhood that had hardly nothing to eat. And we was out able to outrun them. So all the evidence they tried to come up with that they was better proven wrong.
Yes, sir.
They were proven wrong. We entertained them all these years. You know, some of the movie stars, especially women, they'll come out and tell you on the program that how they've been discriminated against. How they
the movie they make millions of dollars, and they don't even get their fair share. They're hardly getting nothing. Crumbs, they said. Movie stars,
yeah.
African Americans. And they complain how the male Caucasian or the Caucasian woman get way more money than they get. They
right.
get a little money, but they don't get
okay.
what they deserve. So,
yeah.
Hey, if the people ain't going to teach you right, you know they ain't going to treat you right. That is simple.
Right.
That make more sense to me.
Yes.
And they going to never treat you right. They will never treat you right. You buying everything from them. They stole from you. They want to make. We were the first one that made the car. They stole that and took that. It's like they stole this land
right.
from the Indian. What did the Native Americans say? Said they
all
speak
right.
with false tongues. They speak. They speak. They the Quran says they speak as a liar.
They're a snake. Yeah, exactly.
Hey. And they're ever going to be like that as long as we give them control of every community in America, every neighborhood in America, they business is there. We
yes,
own
sir, brother.
Nothing. They making all these apartments and homes and running the price up so they can have a kingdom forever. And we can't see that. But they sit, give us these preachers to tell us to love Jesus. And when they say love Jesus, they hold one up look like them as they, our Lord and Savior. You
got to
stop that. Huh? We got to put that to an end.
That's
too obvious. We don't want no image of ourselves. Why should we want an image of somebody that don't look like us? It would mess our children. It would mess us up. The hatred that we have for each other, it comes from that image. The word nigger fit right into that hatred that we have for each other. And where did we get it from? We didn't get it from some God-fearing people. We got it from some liars, some people that had us in bondage, worked us for 100 years. So where we got all these lies from? For a long time, we had their names. We weren't going in the names of our ancestors or names in a way of free people. We had their names. Wherever plantation we came off, we took their name once we got there on that plantation. As ownership, that name represents Mr. Jackson. Your last name was Jackson. You belong to the Jackson plantation.
My brother.
You belong to the Robinson plantation. You were the Gilded Colored plantation. Every name we accept on that, Mr. White. Some of dogs, I don't know why my name is Mr. White. So all these things came about because of unnatural situation that we didn't bring about, but the people brought about it. And the only thing we can tell them that they ain't gonna get away with it. You can't do wrong on this earth to anybody and get away with it. So we want nobody to go to hell. But you got a right to go if you have been on going. They're not gonna stop you from going. We ain't gonna try to do that. We're not gonna interfere with what you want. You want to go on to hell. So we want you to realize that God, Allah, has blessed people, blessed Prophet Muhammad with this truth, and we're going to share the truth with you because who can most understand what truth is than the people who've been on the lie, who've been mistreated the worst? The people, they said that Imam was saying about how the diamond made, how the diamond come about, by pressure. That black stone coming by pressure, from that black coal come diamonds because of the pressure.
Right.
We've been under pressure ever since we've been in America. And we have become a diamond of people. And now if we keep on, we can see it. But if we don't want to see it, we won't see it because you can look through your eyes and see anything that
you call black is ugly. That's why they give you that. They call you black and ugly. They want you to see everything that look like you is ugly. But everything look like them is pure and good looking and so always good looking. Iman was telling me about these two girls. He was watching these three girls, and they were watching. And this Caucasian girl called this girl black and ugly, and the Caucasian girl was truly ugly to be looking from the eye, from looking at her with your eyes. She was a truly ugly person. Not only with her looks, her feature, she was ugly. But the black girl was pretty, good looking. Her face was not wrinkled. Beautiful child. But only thing that child could say, because that child living under the Caucasian image, only thing that child could say, black is the berry, sweeter than you. Sweeter than you. Only thing she could say in retaliation to that Caucasian called another girl, called another ugly. And that's what that's the way African American real. They cannot see their own beauty for want to be somebody else because we don't live on this image. If we don't think that we got the Caucasian features, the look, the hair, the eyes, or the shape, or the way they walk, the way they live, then we ain't got nothing. We ugly. That's what that idea is formed to do, to make you think you ugly no matter what you got. And I've seen African Americans. They are ashamed of themselves. What they call inferior. They're inferior to the Caucasian man. They bow. They hold their head down. And in their minds and their soul, they say, why did God make me a nigger, a black man? Why God made me like that? This is what they say in their behavior because of that image in the world. And God said, don't have one, but that is another problem with that image in the world. So who you think have been chosen to remove that or tell our Caucasian brothers that they are not God, that they are not white, they are not the best. We have the proof that they're not the best. If they were the chosen people of God, don't you know they'd be more decent? They'll be more honorable. There'll be no homosexual among them. There'll be people, the duty of a civilized person is to teach the uncivilized. They ain't trying to teach no uncivilized. They try to make fun of people that don't look like them. They want to call those people monkeys that don't look like them. Call them wetback. Call them some wetback. They got all kind of names for people, you know. They got names for him, you know, and some of us got names for people because we don't been around them. I hear African-American talking about the Indian giver. Where'd he get that from? He got it from the Caucasian man who is the true person who give to take back. He is the originator of that. You take out history, ain't nobody ever been so cruel to give you something and take it back than the Caucasian man. Give you 40 acres and a mule and take everything back, even a mule. Well, I promise you this, I promise you that, and give you hell. Huh? They show you how the police used to do African Americans, put one in one room and put the other in the other room and beat the hell out of one, and he'll tell lies on the other, and then they'll go against each other. And next thing you know, all both of them in jail from now on. Both of them in prison from now on. The Caucasian man did that. Called it the good cop, the bad cop.
Played them
tricks they played on us. So praise be to Allah that we have the Quran, we have leaders who explained us what we must do in order to be free and remind us what Jesus said and what all the prophets said about us being human beings. Ain't got nothing to do with your color. Ain't got nothing to do with their color. They were human beings. Human beings are supposed to love each other. no matter how they look or where they come, what geographic location they come from, they're supposed to be able to humble themselves and respect all people. They can't be a prophet if they don't. They can't be a messenger if they don't. So this hatred that we have in our, they were planted of us by those evil people who called, said God came and they evil. And we had to tell them that. And we failed to tell them that, how they going to change. Caucasians need the truth, and they need to change. If they change, then the whole world going to change, because the whole world is following them. The whole world is listening to them. So we got an opportunity to change this. Not be afraid to speak truth to power. Be true to the light. Be true to the those people who need, Caucasian people love the truth. And when they hear the truth, the Quran says, when the Christian, Caucasian Christian, or anybody hear the truth, is it about this Quran, it's like tears.
Huh? That's right. That's right.
But souls, it's all the same. Bring kids in there. And so unless somebody who is telling them that, it will bring tears in there. Who, some of them, you talk to, they don't want to leave. They'll stay there all day and talk to you because they love truth. They even leave their wife to stay with you all day to hear this truth.
That's right.
So we can't be looking at them and they better. We wasting our time trying not to tell them. You got some of these, most somebody, we wasting our time on the disbeliever. Who is the disbeliever? You don't know. Allah said he knows everything. You don't know nothing. Somebody disbeliever. You can't spend the time with the disbeliever, one of his brothers. Don't spend the time. How you know? How you know who is a disbeliever?
Who are these?
Yeah. Allah said, this job is not to tend to the fair, but to make the truth clear as possible. And he didn't want to make Muslims. He didn't make people. He didn't want to make the heart, that cold heart, soften up. He didn't want to do that.
All right.
Your job is to make the message clear. You can't invert nobody.
Right.
Ain't saying right. Nobody. Well, Allah says save yourself. We don't talk about tell you about worry about it, saving somebody. You can't say he don't tell you try. He says save yourself and then try to save your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you only save those family members who love what you're doing, love what you're saying, and want to be saved. Noah's son, he had a son, and his son growed up with him. But when time to come, he looked at the people that his father would teach, telling him to stay away from. He went to those people. He left his father. So, and God had to tell Noah, that wasn't your son. Why? Because your son obey you. He obey you in your house. He obey when you leave the house. He obey you no matter where you at in this world. He hears your voice. He obey you. That's your son. The son of
right.
Your dad. When you start that person, son of being a good son to his father. He don't stop being that. He's somebody else. So praise be to Allah, Lord, sustainer of all the world. So since y'all ain't nobody, it's basically me and you, so I'm going to turn it back over to you a little bit, and I'll say a little bit. Until we close out, inshallah. Let you tired. You want one, two people on there. You got it, Suja.
Alhamdulillah.
Nobody want to ask this question. Hey, is you time next? Max one, come into the queue, and we'll try to answer your question. If we can't answer tonight, we will have the answer when you come back. And God willing, we have the help. You got it, Sue Joe.
All right. Alhamdulillah. I was trying to switch it over.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So praise be to Allah. Everything that you're saying. Yes, sir. Could you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Is what? Somebody came on?
Well, one, two. You got it.
Oh.
But they,
okay.
They
okay. But they're not in the queue.
Yeah, they're in the queue, but they ain't reading it.
They ain't raising their hand.
Master one, and we are. If you have any questions, if you want to make a comment, please do so at this time. Well, since y'all ain't raising their hand, you got it.
Yes, sir. I would lay him in the Satan regime with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, we bear witness and we testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And we bear witness and testify that the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, we like to give the believers the greeting of peace. Or assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, we thank Allah much, and we praise Allah for giving us the strength and the attitude to keep moving forward, to keep passing this truth out, keep letting the peoples know that there's an option, that there's open here. You know, I was watching the television, and they was showing all the peoples that was accepting Islam, and it was amazing. They just accepted Islam everywhere, and the majority of them was Caucasian women. I'm telling you the truth. The majority of them was Caucasian women, and my wife, she was looking at it too. She saw it, you know. If one of them said that was impressive, said that the person asked her to read the Quran, and she said when she read the Quran blew her mind, and right away she seen that she was making a mistake. When she read that book, she seen following the lie that's been told to her, and accepting the understanding that they give of the Bible in reference to Jesus was a big mistake. Now, this is what she said. She said. She said Islam, what Islam did for her, she said Islam took away from me all the pressures that I was under and I was going through. Now, this is a Caucasian woman. She said it took away all the pressure and I felt at ease.
She free.
And I was happy. When I get up every day, I'm happy.
Allah wake up.
What do that sound like? That sounds like Allah bless her with peace.
Mm-hmm. Rev free.
You, freedom. You know, you can't have no peace when you thinking that the Caucasian is the son of God. Or that the Caucasian is bad. You can't have no peace like that.
Go ahead.
She said, I got peace. You know, and then there was another situation where a lady said, and this is amazing how a lot got me remembering this, all this. That was another
Hello,
lady. Wait. She said that what she did the Shahada thing to herself. And became
Hello,
a Muslim. She gave herself the Shahada thing. And get something. I know. I picked out my own name. Many of us did that, you know. But mm-hmm. but I didn't. Performing the Shahada thing to myself. That was amazing. That was amazing to me. I said, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. We got this, those type of people is coming into the community. So we got to have it together. We got those type of people that's coming. And we already got those type. What am I saying? We already got those type of people in the community. Especially
right.
out of our young folks. And I hear some of the brothers and sisters on the lifeline is intelligent. They're intelligent. The only thing they need, brothers and sisters, is to have more faith in Allah and stand up for the truth. We can't keep on going along just to get along. We can't keep on doing that. That's the only thing they need, brothers and sisters. And if I tell one of them, they know I'm telling them the truth. And if they're arguing against it, they know they're arguing against their own self. The truth is here. We don't have no excuse. And I think that's what Brother Mubarak, we always kind of say. Mm-hmm. Not kind of say, we always saying it.
Hello, Wakebo.
That's what he always saying. He always saying, you know, we just going to have to, we got the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something holding us back. So we gonna have to put our trust more in Allah and His Messenger, and just stand up with truth. That's what I like about Sister Anna, and Brother Lazan.
Me too.
They stand up, man. I know the one that's standing. I mean I listen to him. You can tell when a person is standing up with the truth by what they say and what they are and how they come, and it don't make no difference who hears it. You know, they mean it. They ain't picking on nobody in particular. They not aiming it at nobody in particular. It's just the truth. When you speak the truth, you speak the truth openly. You don't have to pick out nobody and say, "Well, I'm gonna tell this truth because I wanna blow this person up." No, that's not. No, we tell the truth, and Allah said clearly. In other words, you want to say it in a way where. You can answer some question, so there won't be too many questions coming back to you. And if you do ask a question, then that question can be put right back on them. If they ask the question wrong, if they ask the question, I mean, there's Muslim that. Would ask you a question, and it's not about what you said,
is about how they twist up what you said, how they twist it up. They ask you that kind of question. And you, and how you going to answer that kind of question? And you, and you can answer something you ain't even said that.
All right. You play, you play football, they ask you a question about God. No, you don't know nothing about no God.
Yeah, I didn't talk to you about no God. that's not me.
That
I don't
play
ball. It'd be so obvious. It'd be so obvious that you and then they tried to argue with it.
Yes.
And see, that's what I had to be careful with. I said, hold up, Sutra. You know, why are you arguing with something that you know ain't true?
That's right.
I know it ain't true, but it got me into an argument.
You know, Jose Williams told me that one time Dr. King told him, a man called him, called Jose Williams assistant. And Jose Williams went to argue with the man.
Yeah, Jose. I remember Jose.
Dr. King told him, said, Jose, stop arguing with the man. Because the more you argue with him, the more you look like a sissy.
one of Martin Luther King's son died.
Yeah,
Dexter.
Dexter died fast. He died from cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, cancer. Yes. I think he smoked.
Yeah.
Dr. King smoked. He was doing it in public.
Yeah. He was discreet about it.
Yeah.
I saw Dr. King and him and Malcolm X was just laughing as hard as they could.
Yeah.
They had conversation together.
Them two people we know care about the people.
Yes sir.
Yeah.
So praise be to Allah. I think I did my 15. I'm gonna turn it back over to you.
Okay, see, one thing about the truth, it's good for everybody. And if a person we know two people don't like the truth. That's the devil and the one the devil done made. And the
that's
devil
right,
done made you a devil. That truth burning you up. You catch it on fire. You're on fire. And then, like you said, the fire is made to purify. It's a purified thing. Like you told people when you barbecue, don't when you barbecue in different situations, you work with the fire. They work with the fire. But I tried that, and the thing about it, you got to really be rolling when you working with that fire. you can't play around. You got to put that meat in the right place. You got to turn that meat right. You got to put that meat in the right. There's signs behind that. Everybody can't do a lazy person can't do that.
Lazy person
get a follow. Water and pour in and put the fire almost out, you know. You work with the fire. But you have to be skilled to do that. You have to have the heart. You have to have the soul to do that. You got to have heart to do that.
Yeah. Father taught me that.
Who that?
Her father taught me that. He taught me how to cook with the fire.
I love to see you work with that fire, you know. But then
I picked that up. I said, "Ooh, this is real."
If it can move that way to the right or move it up, move it out the way of the fire, but you got to keep turning. You got to make it. And pretty soon you got the wheel.
It's brown fast. It's brown and fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be tasting good, too. I stopped at the sign place today, and I'm going to get some sign made of the Block Talk radio station. And on one side, going to have Block Talk. Another side, going to have the a lifeline on it. Take it out on the street where people can see the sign. They might want to write and keep up what we're doing. And I hope this will stir the interest of the people calling in. But you really made my night when you said that them Caucasian women, I see the same thing. They coming in. They coming in and they freedom and the quality they let go for the quality in the life they got. Drinking all the time, pain. Ain't no quality in that life.
So you're
going along with anything, your child won't be homosexual. Oh, he got a right to be that. There ain't no quality in that. I said what the Bible said. He said, I don't care. You teach it high. The African American homosexual, he stood by the gas tank. He said, I ain't going down there. You can't hide. I teach you what the Bible said. I said, I'm teaching what the Bible said. You know, I said, man, I ain't teaching it. Hey, you know it ain't right. We have lived in an environment where evil comes from all sides. It's from us,
all sides.
Come from other people, come from all sides.
Yeah.
Your man said you can't go out of this world, I guess you call it the state you live in. You can't go out to another country ain't facing the fire coming from the other people. You know, you can't walk out of this situation.
Bad situation.
Yeah, because of color. Because of our color.
Yeah.
Like we had some. Like we picked it out when we had opportunity. We told the people we wanted. But you know they have made it so ugly the our color that who would have picked a color that gonna cause you to be looked down on and disrespected? It wasn't supposed to be like that.
That's right.
All praise are due to Allah.
They're gonna be held responsible. They are. They
They're getting ready to get it, brother.
It's coming to Israel.
It's going to come to Trump. Trump ain't out of the water.
You
got a long way to go.
But look, you, Donald Trump is getting to look like a snake. His face is smoothing off like a snake, man.
Yeah. You can tell. It's almost time.
Yes, sir. It's almost time. That therapy to come out of here, boy.
It's coming. He ain't getting away with nothing.
You can't even with nothing.
No, sir.
Man, I thought it's going to be warmer tomorrow. It's going to be warmer tomorrow, but tomorrow I'm going to hit the street. I mean, I guess me and Fahim will hit the street tomorrow.
I'm good luck.
Yes, sir. About 30 minutes, we go out. It kind of, long in the middle of the day before we get to 5, it's warm between 3 to 5, and long between them 2 hours, them hours there, because we got time to talk to the people, you know. So we'll be out tomorrow. I didn't screech. I'm doing a lot. Well, we got one in. Might want to say something. Brother Muhammad from Columbus in the house. That's something they got.
Well, thank you much, John.
Well, thank you much, John. Heard from your wife. We got a few minutes left. You got it, brother.
What can I say? But who do believe he been a shaitan near a gene? It's been that of man near a gene. Ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was listening to the CD a couple of days ago where Imam Muhammad was expressing how that if we let ourselves relate in our efforts to know who we are and what we are, that if we go back to be all the different identities that the world has given us and try to live it or share it into what our identity is that Allah has given us in our creation, or that Allah has given us to know in our reality as human beings and our reality here in the United States of America, in our reality of our history, if we mix the two identities, that we're going to have a messed up situation. The purity of who we are is so important in our destiny, in our efforts to be who we are for our own self, for our children, our loved ones, people who beat us. And they ask you, who are you? What are you? We have to be ready to explain and invite him to understand that I am you and you are me. That's the way God had created us. We come from one creation, one soul, and we are created to be in this reality that we are now Khalifa, though it is a long way from being in this pure state because of Shaitan keep calling us back to the identity, the character, the contaminated nature that he tried to make us be. But alhamdulillah, Allah blesses us to remember what we used to call it back in the days, that natural zeal that we were so happy to know who our Creator was and what type of creation we were and we are. And as we learn through this process that we have been going through, according from the time that the Lord bless you to accept the responsibility of his servant all the way up to now and all the things in between, how responding to another identity of who we are once we found out that we were Khalifa and all the way down to Bookman and all the way back down to even our beginning nature, Muslim, you know, and how we were clean by Allah, by his books, and by his example, to where he said, now you can start to live and build your own reality, that of a Muslim with a clean, brand new opportunity to strive and be who you are. And when you get to your full development, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of us are just like we were when we was born, bismillah. And like we have watched our children be born, bismillah. And we know that we were in a very pure state, in a pure environment, a pure trust in the care from our parents and those of the Muslim community at its own development here. And for somehow some reason, we have turned around, like we have seen many other people do before us. As we read the Quran, as we read man's own way of explaining his history, and every time we go back, we get a messed up situation, like our leader Imam Muhammad was inspired to tell us by Almighty God, Allah, inshallah, Allahu Akbar. And we're struggling with it today. We don't know how to introduce ourselves. We don't know how to explain ourselves enough so that a person who is lost, like we were, can have some kind of natural agreement to know that we are one soul, we are one human being. Yes, we have been this and that, we're going through this and that, we're in a test because of our open enemies are constantly trying to stop us from growing into or growing up or whatever language you want to use into what we are supposed to be and to build and establish what we are supposed to live in and give it this full capacity to take on others who seek our refuge, because we are the attendants, we are the model, we are an example of the creator of all of us, and they come for knowledge, wisdom, understanding, but mostly deeds and actions and freedom, justice and equality, to be away from all the many things that they were going through just like we were. So some of them people are called hunkies, and some of them are called gooks, and you know, and they all have been fighting this identity problem, like Allah swt, Allah bless Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, to come on board, and the first thing he was teaching us, that we have an identity crisis, is what's going to be your problem as long as you are in this human form, and you know, in trying to strive on the path that Allah has given us as a favor. And we're so hard-headed. It's hard to not be somebody else. It is so hard for us to be somebody else. It's a mess, just like Imam Muhammad said. It's a mess. When you try to be black in a Muslim, you try to be Chinese in a Muslim, you try to be Japanese as a Muslim, and all the other names and identities that you have coming up as a Chinese, coming up as an African-American, a black, African, Chinese, white, European, whatever. Shaitan has divided us along with these different character flaws. It's having so much of a subliminal, psychological backlash on us, making a mess out of us. where a brother don't trust a brother. Look at the mess he made out of Cain and Abel when he made Cain start thinking that he was different than his own brother. Inviting him to a different way of life than the life that his father gave both of them. And he wound up killing his own brother because he lost and had adulterated, fornicated idea of him or herself. And that has not changed. We're still fighting that. No. Identity crisis. And the psychological effects it gives us to where we will tell each other to our face, I love you, man, and then turn back around and say and backbite or eat your blood. Well, like Allah said, eat the flesh of your own brother. And then when you see him again, you'd be so hypocritical, you'd tell him, I love you, brother. And we think that we ain't got no problem. And we are contaminating ourselves and the people who have a bigger identity problem than we have are contaminating us. Can you imagine your mind trying to accept that God had a son and he was white, the same creature who beat and robbed and killed and stabbed your mother and father in history? And then we think that we have the ability to tell that person something that he or she don't know. Because they know they're going through the same problem too. Same identity crisis. We refuse to accept what Almighty God and Allah has told us in every revelation he has ever sent to the human family. You are one soul. You are to establish one brotherhood, one sisterhood, family life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And here we are still running around here in the United States of America like lost and found people in the jungle. And still trying to teach each other about each other's psychological identity problems. And when we both are knowingly or unknowingly ignoring what Allah has made clear to us who is us, that made it clear how to get back to it. And we won't even build a school or a house or a hospital for our own babies to be born in. Our own daycare for our babies to be raised in. And then we're trying to tell somebody else because they have the same problem that they the problem. So again, we pray Allah that will forgive us for making it so difficult once we got some knowledge. To where now you don't even look how we talk to people and we rather tell them the word God instead of saying Allah, as if though it's foreign to them. Here it is in 2024, and we really think people don't know the name Allah when they hear it. And then when you don't call Allah by his name, you're making that person fall again back deep in the sleep of the shaitan. Ibn Muhammad by Allah's vision even tried to take the actual written word and try to break it up so that we won't keep on saying God when we know Allah's name is Allah. And we used to be proud to tell a person that. Now we some of us even who were supposed to be intelligent try to tell each other you don't have to use Allah's name, you know, to get a point across. You don't have to say Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You don't have to be clear and honest. You have to go left, right, back and forth on a person in order to get them to know the truth, better to realize that you're spinning them like a top when you come out from the left, from the right, come up front to the left, instead of coming straight to them and say there ain't but one God, Allah. And there's only one example, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's where we are now. Our leader, Imam Warabi Muhammad, left us with the same two things that Allah gave him and set him free even before he came into this physical material world. His mother and his father had already given him a clear path and made him the inheritor of who and what he is supposed to be until it's time for him to pass that covenant. We better go on and tie to it. And this is a message of concern, what I'm talking about. This is a very serious message of concern. It's hard to make people see who we are when we're busy telling them about their own self. And tell them why that we both are like the way we are because Allah has given us the straight way and we have taken another way about going to get there. Just think about how people used to try to convince us that there was more than one way to get to the truth. There was more than one way to get to heaven. There was more than one way to get to God. When Allah said there ain't number one way. Straight way. Not no 15 different paths. We only got one path that we are striving to follow, and that is the path of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come on now. We try to help people know that Shaitan is making a fool out of them when they are looking at us and say, y'all are the fool. And they say, well, the hypocrite is almost saying when we look at it, we paraphrase, when he's with us, he say, I'm with you, and they are the fool. And then when he go back out to the people of the world, he tell them, do you think I believe as those fools believe? I'm with you. And we all are hypocrites because ain't none of us Allah. Ain't none of us created our own self. And we know that there's all kind of lies, black lies, white lies. We have to be wise when we do and express this concern how Almighty God of love is trying to help us be a model example of his word. Because that's all it took to make us was just his word or his thought or whatever translation you want to use. All he had done was just say, be. So let's inshallah, big dua to Allah, but we know in closing, we know Ramadan's coming up. And I advise everybody, ask Allah to go and put Shaitan into the hellfire. We don't need him no more. Those of us who believe, and we know that for the last 1,443 years, the best they can, those who say, La ilaha illallah, has made it clear all around this earth that there ain't number one God. There's very few people on this earth who don't know because of the good work, not the righteous work, but the good work of what we call Muslims have made it available to know who they are, how they came into being, where they're going to go at if they don't change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody is ignorant. Everybody just lost. Because they don't believe enough to have the faith to go on and build their share of the dunya, come out of this dunya and establish a place where it is halal, even the language. We don't have time to talk fornicated, adulterated language trying to help somebody. Like Prophet Isa said, don't contaminate your soul trying to help somebody. And then you burst around and lose yours. Only Allah can save. Look at how all the same ideas people have put in this world to confuse each other, to confuse their destiny. We doing the same thing. We coming up with holidays. We coming up with traditions. We coming up with all kind of lies. And trying to make and convince each other that it's all right. Get mad at each other. And those who say, la ilaha illallah, even killing each other over a lie of trying to make us be what Allah has told us is false, artificial, innovative, etc. But, inshallah, we thank Allah at least that every day he those of us who ask him to forgive us from our deviation and every moment at his will, he put us right back on the right path. so that on the day of judgment, we'll know just how many times we deviated on our own free will. Ain't nothing made us deviate. We went against our soul, against our nature, and everything else is nature. Like we see the whole world been doing, taking a frog and making a dog out of a frog. Dividing up the genes of a dog to where he kills many types of dogs. Dividing up the nature of the human intellect and making us all kind of personalities and identities other than ourselves. We thank Allah that we ain't as dumb as we are. And may he forgive us and guide us on the right way. Amen. I said, I'm on nickel.
Well, thank you, my son.
We close
it out, sweet dog. Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those that go astray. I mean.
Amen.
Amen.
May Allah keep his blessings on everybody. Be safe.
You better be safe. Well, I guess I need to talk to you, Brother Muhammad. I'll call you. I'll come later.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.